Today on More to Life, rise up and walk. Life's challenges knocking you down. We want to help you find answers and discover grace-filled ways to get you back up on your feet again. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Rise Up and Walk. We're talking about resilience, that bounce back ability that lets us both stay strong in the middle of trials and bounce back after. Easier said than done, though. And if you are dealing with some challenges in your life or relationships that you're just not sure how to handle, or you're feeling stressed or worn down by a persistent problem or challenging situation you're going through, or for that matter, if someone you care about is having a hard time staying strong through a challenge or recovering from a hard time, and you're not sure how to support them, we want to help you cultivate resilience, that bounce-back ability in the face of trials. 877-573-7825. Once again, the number, 877-573-7825.
I mean, face it, none of us want to. We don't want to necessarily have to bounce back. We just don't want those difficult things to happen in the first place. Wouldn't that be lovely if we only weren't living in a fallen world? But we're all going to have times of stress, of exhaustion, of dealing with problems and challenges sort of on repeat, and it can wear us down. But with God's grace, we really can not just endure, but bounce back in a way that allows us to give glory to God and be better people and more strengthened when we get through it. But we just need some good skills and a connection to God's grace. And we're here to help you do that today on More to Life. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, you know, how could that possibly help me bounce back in the face of difficulties? Glad you asked. So when St. John Paul was Pope, he asked a big question and kind of wrestled with this. He said, you know, if we looked at everything God has given us, creation, scripture, salvation, history, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships?
In our fallen world, it really is easy to feel torn down by persistent problems, whether it's the same one over and over or they just keep coming in some kind of weird, persistent way. But Pope St. John Paul's theology of the body reminds us that we were made for more, and that God is constantly working through us to rebuild His kingdom. Hardship isn't meaningless. It's an invitation to cooperate with God's grace to make a positive difference. Resilience is the ability to stand in the face of those hardships and focus on how God wants to help us use the challenge in front of us to do something wonderful. Just like the horror of the crucifixion led to the resurrection and the salvation of the world, the theology of the body reminds us that even in the middle of trials, God is present, pouring out grace and inviting us to cooperate with Him. The Christian life is about witnessing to that power, showing the world that God is working on us, even on the hardest days, and that we can make a difference, even if just in small ways.
Well, practically speaking, the theology of the body gives us four steps, if you will, to grow in resilience. The first is that we need to shift our focus from the problem to what God wants to do through that challenge. Second, we need to keep bringing those struggles to God in prayer and asking Him to lead us through what we're facing one step at a time. Third, we need to lean into virtue, name the spiritual strengths that we need, and practice them intentionally in the face of this challenge. What would allow me to respond to this well? What would allow me to respond to this in a way that would help me be my best self and make a positive difference in the lives of people around me? And finally, we can treat failure as feedback. Let it guide us back to God, instead of seeing it as a wall that comes falling down on us, but rather as information that we take back to prayer so we can discern our next step. And that's how all things truly work for the good of God's people, by looking at these challenges not as an insurmountable obstacle or as the universe picking on me, but rather as an invitation to cooperate with God's grace to build His kingdom by responding to these challenges in ways that allow us to be our best selves and work for the good of others. That all sounds great in theory, but when it comes down to practicing, it's challenging. So let's talk about how to get through this together. 877-573-7825.
As we reflect on this, I just want to make it very clear that our challenges in life, the problems that come at us, are not some pass-fail test from God. You know, often we're so caught up and we want to please God that we think that we're failing Him and we let that drag us down. Or we feel the stress of trying to do it perfectly to please Him, and so we cover up all our fears and concerns. As we said, all of this is an invitation from God. And we have to remember that He loves us even in our imperfection. If you don't believe that, look at the story of Saint Peter, the rock upon which God built His church, our first pope. He was very sure that he could stand all the trials, deal with all the setbacks, and he told Jesus as much. And Jesus was like, mm-mm, that's not going to happen. You're going to deny me three times. And he said, Lord, I'll never deny you. Well, what happened? Well, exactly what Jesus said would happen. But the relationship with Christ did not end with Peter's failure. Jesus rose from the dead and gave him, Peter, a chance to do better, to come back into relationship. He asked Peter if he loved him three times, the same amount of times he denied Christ. And with every, of course I love you, Lord, he gave him his mission. And the mission was so much stronger in him because he knew God's love and forgiveness. And he knew how to go out into the world and show that to other people. So everything, every fall we have, every setback we deal with, every trial we contend with, all of these things that shake us are an invitation from God to walk with Him more. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to reach out to God and do as He's asking you to do with the skills He's offering you. Some of those skills might be offered right here today on More to Life. So go ahead, give us a call. Let's talk about it at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. Are you dealing with a problem in your life or relationships that you're just not sure how to handle? Are you feeling stressed or worn out by a persistent problem or challenging situation you're going through? Is someone you care about having a hard time staying strong through a challenge or recovering from a hard time and you're not sure how to support them? Let us help you cultivate resilience, that bounce-back ability in the face of trials, by giving you the answers you're looking for and helping you connect with God's grace to make those changes. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you and we bring to you those challenges that are wearing us out. Either a particular challenge we're dealing with or just the number of challenges life is throwing at us, it can be hard to stay strong and hard to not feel like life is picking on us or that we just don't have what we need to bear up through it. Help us, Lord, to look at these challenges not as a persecution or an oppression, but as an invitation to cooperate with your grace to build your kingdom, to see that you trust us to do an important work of cooperating with your grace to bring something wonderful out of the challenge. Help us to identify the virtues that we need to practice to glorify you in our response, to be our best selves in the way we respond, and to challenge the people around us to be their best selves too as we work through these difficulties. And help us to feel your love and presence while we go through these difficulties so that we can always know that you are with us, leading us and guiding us, and working with us, in us, and through us to bring about great things in the face of these trials. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we're talking about resilience on our show titled Rise Up and Walk. As we talk about those times when life's challenges knock us down, we want to help you find the answers you need and discover grace-filled ways to help you get back up on your feet again. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Kathy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Oh, hello. Thank you. I wanted to see if you had any advice about our family situation. The dynamic's about to change a little bit. We have a son. He just graduated from college. He's been living away from home for several years on his own. He doesn't have a job, and he's going to be coming back into our home while he's looking for a job. Once he gets the job, his plan is to get his own apartment again. And what we're concerned about is he has been living a lifestyle and been associating with friends throughout the college years that we believe have sort of led him away from the church, have led him into behaviors and choices and paths that we ultimately don't think are part of God's plan for him.
Can you be a little more specific, Kathy? You don't have to share all the details, but maybe could you be a little more specific about what you mean? Talk about addictions? What do you mean?
No, it's not an addiction. It's around dating relationships. Okay. So it's about people that he's been romantically involved with, and just friends who support these types of dating romantic relationships.
Are we talking about same sex relationships, Kathy, or what are we talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So your son's dealing with some same sex attraction, and he's part of a homosexual community. And you said that he's been living on his own throughout college. Have you seen him at all for over the last 4 years? What kind of conversations have you had about all of this so far?
We have had many, many conversations over the years, and we've worked with various counselors and. It would be really hard to summarize years of conversations, mm-hmm. but we've kind
sure.
of just come to the point where we're going to kind of agree to disagree. We pray mm-hmm. about it, and we're just trying to love him for him, mm-hmm. and we're just yeah. trying to support him for him, and he's trying to do that with us, but we just don't know with him coming back into the home, like what kind of boundaries we can set or what kind of we just really are.
Do you have other kids at home, or like what are you trying?
We have a younger son at home who's also in college, so he'll be here for the summer, but he'll be returning to college in the fall. So,
okay. And I'm assuming he knows about all this too, or
he does. He does know about
yeah.
it. Yeah, he does.
Okay. So when you're saying what kind of boundaries to set, what kind of boundaries are you? What kind of boundaries are you looking to set, Kathy?
We don't necessarily want anyone coming into our home, which I think he'll be agreeable to, but I guess if he's going to go away for periods of time and go be with these people in this community and not tell us about it and not share it with us, you know, I guess we have to just kind of let that go. I'm just not really sure how we can coexist. We just want to coexist peacefully, I guess.
Yeah, all right. So there are a couple of thoughts that I have here. More than thinking about boundaries, I want you to be getting good support. So I don't know if you're aware of the group called Encourage. It's part of Courage, which is a ministry to Catholics who are dealing with same-sex attraction who wish to remain faithful to the teachings of the Church. If you go to couragerc.org. couragerc.org, and under there you can look under the tab for programs, and you'll find a tab for families called Encourage, and that is for family members of people with same-sex attraction who are looking for ways to support them faithfully and be in relationship with them, and how to deal with the kinds of concerns that you're talking about here. I can't recommend them highly enough. So please go to couragerc.org and check out Encourage, which is a group for families. In addition to that, in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters, we talk about the difference between accompaniment and approval. You know, because as Catholic parents, you know, we want to make sure that we're not throwing our faith under the bus, while at the same time being able to love our kids whenever they're living in a way that is contrary to the gospel, and how do we interact with them? All the questions you're asking here. So just briefly, the difference between accompaniment and approval. Accompaniment is when we can acknowledge the good intention behind even sinful and destructive actions, but express concerns about the way a person is living out that intention. So basically what I'm saying here, you know, is to be able to say, I understand that you want to be loved and that you want community and you're seeking identity, and those things are all good and beautiful. And I want those things for you. But as your mom, as a person of faith, I really have concerns about the way you're trying to fulfill those intentions. I'm concerned that ultimately not only will they not help you meet your goals or help you meet your needs, but they'll be destructive to you. And that's what I'm concerned about. I'm not condemning you. I'm not saying that I hate you. I'm saying that I love you and I want the best for you. And I'm afraid the choices that you're making aren't going to help you ultimately get what you're looking for. And so that's kind of the general approach that we want to take. In the book, we actually give examples of situations where parents are dealing with a child who has same-sex attraction, and sometimes the demands that child has placed on the parents and how those parents have successfully navigated those things. So I think that the book will really be helpful to you, because you've got a bigger questions here than just what sort of boundaries do you want to set. I mean, in terms of boundaries, you know, I think that comes down to how it can contribute positively to the household in terms of, you know, helping with the household stuff, contributing to a positive atmosphere in the household. I think it's I think it's fine if you say that you don't want him to bring, you know, dates home. At the same time, there's a question of being able to be part of his life, even in these relationships where you're able to be a positive influence, in terms of really being able to show Christ's love to him and be part of that part of his life. You can set boundaries around inappropriate behavior. I mean, so for example, if he brought a friend to the house, you know, that he wouldn't be making out with that friend in the house. He wouldn't be behaving, you know, inappropriate ways in the house. But if he was behaving appropriately in the house, you could welcome that person to the home. It's because, again, it's all about setting the boundaries that encourage healthy relationship, right? Again, we talk about all this in Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters. And that, combined with Encourage, which you'll find at couragerc.org, I think will be a real help to you as you continue to navigate these challenges. We've added your family to our More to Life prayer list, and if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or through CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for the call, Kathy. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. We're talking about those challenges that kind of knock us off our feet. You know, how do we respond to those difficult situations in ways that enable us to hold on to hope, that enable us to hold on to courage, that enable us to not focus so much on the problem that we can't see what God is trying to do through this situation? And that's easy to say, but kind of hard to live out.
Very. So, especially when you're scared and worn down and exhausted.
So give us a call, 877-573-7825. Let us help you deal with those problems in your life or relationships that you're not quite sure how to handle, or those times when you're feeling stressed out or worn down by a persistent problem or challenging number of problems that you're going through. Or, for that matter, if someone you care about is having a hard time staying strong through a particular challenge or recovering from a hard time, how do you support them? 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, we're talking about resilience on our show titled Rise Up and Walk. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Hey, Rachel. Welcome to More to Life.
So glad to have you with us today, Rachel. So, Rachel, you go through a lot. You know, when you got 13 people under the same roof, we're all scattered all over the place, stuff happens. So give us a couple of tips on how to bounce back.
Find Christ in the tabernacle. If you can't get to a church, remember that EWTN has adoration perpetually online. We forget this technology that can bless us by spending time in our car, on our phone, on a tablet, to look at Christ in the Eucharist and give it all to Him. Give it to God, saying, I can't do what you've asked me to do. I can't endure this. And spend time with Him. And then after that time with Him, give yourself a pep talk. You know, just like you, in the mirror, hands on your hips, the Superman stance. I can do this because I'm not alone. Christ is with me. I have the support of my spouse, my family. I've enlisted some prayer partners. I've got myself surrounded by love through Christ, the saints in heaven, and you'll get through it. And then the last thing is say out loud to God, you've asked me to do this, and I can't, because I can't do it alone. But with you, Lord, I can do anything. So thank you for being with me, and then do that in a circle. When you forget, you think you're alone, go to the tabernacle. Tell yourself you're not alone. and then ask God again to give you the strength to do it.
Well, and you know, if I had to summarize this, I mean, I think, you know, what you're really doing is a lot of things we were talking about here through the program, right? You know, so first, we're centering, we're in the face of those problems, instead of getting lost in the problem, we're centering ourselves in Christ and in His love, mm-hmm. reminding ourselves of His grace. You know, secondly, we're really asking for His help to lead us and guide us step by step through the challenge, instead of just trying to puzzle it out for ourselves. And then finally, you know, we're saying to Him, okay, now teach me what virtues or strengths or what steps I need to take or what resources I need to connect to be able to respond to this with Your grace. You know, at no time are we just saying, you know, okay, I'm just going to avoid this thing, or I'm just going to, you know, muscle through it on my own. It's really all about connecting with God and letting Him lead us through this so that we can respond to the challenge and draw closer to Him in the process.
Exactly. And we're doing that on repeat, maybe every hour, maybe just when you wake up in the morning. But too often times we do it once and think, yeah. You know, it's like we don't fill up our gas tank in our car just once. We have to do it whenever we run low. So depending on your circumstance, you might find yourself saying that minute prayer at the top of every hour. Lord, I feel alone, but I know I'm not alone. Give me the strength to endure this. Or maybe it's just a closing prayer before you go to bed. But we are not alone in any of our struggles. So don't let the world tell you are. And Christ is always there in the Eucharist and in the tabernacle, either virtually or at a church in a pew, for you to restore yourself and give you the strength and grab on the grace that God has for you to go through it.
Amen. Rachel, thank you so much for that hard-won wisdom. And if folks would like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. We're taking your calls right now about resilience. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let us help you face those challenges that are knocking you on your feet and overcome through Christ.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
You remember the time I said on the air, go to confession. And when you're done, go out and have a big ice cream soda. Celebrate. And a man wrote to me, he says, you know, I hadn't gone to confession in 30 years. Do you mind if I went and had a pizza? I said, oh, have 20 pizzas.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Whom does Jesus invite to enter the kingdom of heaven? The Catholic Catechism tells us He invites all to enter. Originally announced to the Israelites, the kingdom is now open to people of every nation. But to enter that kingdom, one must accept Jesus' word. The kingdom belongs to the poor and lowly with whom Jesus identifies. The poor and lowly means those who have accepted the kingdom with humble hearts. To the little ones, the Father is pleased to reveal what is hidden from the wise and the learned. Jesus makes active love toward the poor of every kind a condition for entering the kingdom. Jesus invites sinners into the kingdom and speaks of the joy in heaven over the repentance of just one sinner. Jesus' invitation to the kingdom comes in the form of parables. To enter the kingdom, mere words are not enough, however. Deeds are also demanded. One must give everything. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popchak. Nothing taxes our relationship with our adult kids as much as the expectation that they should obey us. As parents, we remember when our children were little and we could get away with, because I said so. Although we don't recommend that approach at any stage, we guarantee that you will fail to communicate with your adult children if you demand obedience. The Catechism of the Catholic Church notes, obedience towards parents ceases with the emancipation of our children. Certainly, our children owe us their respect, just as any human being owes respect to others in a relationship. But our adult children aren't obliged to do what we say. Catholic parents are still called to help our adult kids lead godly adult lives, but we're called to do it as mentors and witnesses,
not masters and commanders. To learn how you can have a healthy mentoring relationship with your adult kids, check out our book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Rise Up and Walk. We're talking about resilience, that bounce-back ability in the face of trial, you know, which we'd all like to have, I mean, if we have to go through trials, but it's hard to cultivate. And we're asking, are you dealing with a problem in your life or relationships that maybe you're not sure how to handle? Maybe you're feeling stressed out or worn down by a persistent problem or challenging situation you're going through. For that matter, maybe someone you care about is having a hard time staying strong through a challenge or recovering from a hard time, and you're not sure how to support them. However those hardships are affecting you, we want to help you cultivate resilience, that bounce-back ability in the face of trials, to find the answers you're looking for, the next steps you can take, and grace-filled ways to get back up on your feet again. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Before we take our next question, you know, one of the things that we created Catholic Home for, and that's spelled Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission, is to support parents in dealing with the kind of struggles that cause them to feel burned out or worn down. The challenge in particular of raising faithful kids in an increasingly faithless society. Through Catholic Home, you can get daily expert coaching from Lisa and myself and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches to help you overcome behavior problems, discover how you can build a more meaningful family spirituality and prayer life, and build more loving, joyful, and strong connections in your home. You can chat daily with our coaches, but also get tons of creative resources like monthly downloadable activities that make living your faith at home simple and fun, exclusive podcasts for inspiration for Catholic moms and dads, great parenting tips and videos, and live stream events every month that allow you to ask questions and interact with other families that belong to a Catholic Home. We want to support you on your journey. Let us help you get started with 2 months free when you choose the annual plan for just $149, or you can go month to month and pay $14.95. One subscription covers both parents for the coaching and gives your whole family access to the activities and resources. With Catholic Home, you don't have to feel overwhelmed or alone. We're here to help you build the Catholic family life that you're longing for. So subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic Home community. That's Catholic H-O-M. Stands for Catholic Households on Mission. We hope to see you there and continue that conversation. Right now, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Rise Up and Walk, as we talk about resilience. How do we stay strong in the face of challenges and bounce back through those challenges, all the while staying connected to God's grace and really responding to them in ways that glorify Him, help us be our best selves, and challenge the people around us to be their best selves, too. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk with our next caller, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan.
Hey there, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Well, my daughter is getting married, and she's getting married outside the church. She has left the church, and I'm wondering whether I should attend, and if I do not, I'm wondering if I could save the relationship.
So tell me a little bit more about her journey. Like, why did she leave the church? You know, what's the story there?
Okay, well, when she went to college, she never had dated before she went to college. When she went to college, they suggested that, you know, the lesbian thing might be for
her. So your daughter is in a same-sex relationship with, is that part of the issue?
She was. And
okay.
Then she, you know, of course we prayed our hearts out for that, and now she has found a young man, and they're engaged and very happy to be engaged. They are living together, and now they are getting married, which, you know, they believe will appease us, but they are getting married outside the church, and her father and I are born.
What's your relationship been with her like through all of this? How much contact do you have with her?
We have a wonderful relationship. You know, she's okay that I am who I am.
And, all right.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, some children.
No, that's you know, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because I'm touched by it. I mean, it's hard to get to that place.
There are a lot of parents right now who go, "Ooh, I wish that was me."
Okay.
You know who I am. I've always been that person. You know, I was with God before I had her, and she realizes his place in our life, and she knows she's not going to.
Does she have any kind of faith life at all or prayer life at all?
Does she even believe in just like God in general?
She did have before. She's just upset with the Catholic Church because of the scandal. The pedophile scandal, and she says she can't do the church anymore because of that.
No, but I'm asking, like, what is her faith life like? Does she go to any church? Does she have a prayer life at all?
She doesn't go to any church. No, she's just kind of turned against it.
So they're getting married by a JP or what?
By one of those, you know, friend things.
No. Okay, so a friend that went online.
All right, so let's talk about this. I mean, now, in this question of do I go to the church or not?
The wedding
or not. All right, so here's... If your daughter was a faithful Catholic, and she was truly trying to live a Catholic life, but she was being pressured to get married outside the church, and, you know, you wanted to say to that daughter who was trying to live as a Christian disciple, honey, I can't support you betraying your own values. So I can't come to a wedding if you don't get married in the church, because getting married outside the church is not just, you know, against my faith, it's against who you say you want to be. And I love you too much to support you in making choices that are contrary to your conscience and who you are. And you think about, you know, in the course of history, you might think that sounds crazy, but you know, there have been lots of times when
a
faithful Catholic person was being pressured to get married outside the church for various reasons. And, you know, and so the appropriate response in that situation is to stand up for your daughter, for her faith, for the truth of the church, and to say, I can't support you if you get married outside the church, because that's not who you say you want to be. Right? But in this case, the reason it would be appropriate to go to the wedding is because you're trying to support her in taking steps toward a healthier, godlier life. Even though she's struggling to have a faith life, even though she's living contrary to the teachings of the church, we want to encourage any positive step toward God, toward health, toward the truth. And taking a step toward marriage, especially after the journey she's been through, is a positive step. And you want to be able to support those things that are healthy while setting boundaries around those things that aren't. And so, you know, taking the step to say, look, I want the best for you. You know, right? It's not about the rules. It's I want the best for you. And I really believe that Catholic marriage offers you the best opportunity to become everything that God created you to be in this life, to get to heaven in the next, to learn how to love each other the way God loves each other. Because here's the thing, and you might even want to share this with her. You know, the fact is, none of us knows how to love each other the way God wants us to. You know, we just don't. And so when we get married in the church, what we're saying is, I don't know how to love this person. I especially don't know how to love this person the way God wants me to. But I believe this place, this church, can teach me how to do that. And so over the course of my lifetime, that's what I want to learn. You know, we want to learn how to love each other the way God is calling us to. And we believe this is the best place to learn that. You know, when you get married in any other place, what you're really, to, you know, a lot of depending on the context that you're getting married in, you know, you're kind of defining marriage for yourself. You're essentially saying, I know how to love this person exactly the way they need to be loved, and I know how to love them the way I should love them. And that's just not true. All of us need help learning how to love. And so that's why you would want her to get married in the church, not because it's the rules, but because of the opportunity it gives her to really learn what it means to love the way God wants her to love, and to have a love that's truly fulfilling and fruitful and life-giving. But nevertheless, she's taking steps toward, you know, a healthier, holier life than she's living right now, and so that's why you want to support that as best you can. I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters, because it really talks all about how we can be faithful Catholic parents of adult kids, especially adult kids who are making choices that we're not happy with, and how to not throw our faith under the bus while still being able to accompany our kids in healthy ways that encourage them to a healthier, holier lifestyle. It's not just about having, you know, the occasional difficult conversation with your adult kids. It's really about cultivating the kind of relationship that makes them more receptive to what it is that you want to share, and how to share it in ways that kind of come outside this. You know, why are you breaking the rules, or you need to follow the rules context. So I hope that you can take a look at that book as a way of following up on this discussion, but I would encourage you, in this instance, to go to the wedding for all the reasons I said. And again, you know, for listeners who are kind of scratching their heads, if her daughter was a faithful Catholic who was trying to live as a Christian disciple and being pressured to marry outside the church, it would be appropriate to say, I can't go to that wedding because I'm supporting you in your identity in Christ. Your daughter doesn't know who she is, and she doesn't know what she believes. She's trying to puzzle that out. And so we want to encourage those healthy and appropriate steps toward that healthier, holier life that she's being called to. And being part of that would allow you to continue to be an instrument of grace in her life, and a tool for the Holy Spirit to continue to call her to a healthier life. I think very much like God has been using you to kind of help her get to where she's at now.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank you for the call. And if there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here at More to Life or through CatholicCounselors.com, or check out the book. At the very least, I think Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters will really help give you additional guidance on how to respond to these challenging situations. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your hanging in there with your daughter and your persistence in love to be there for her. And I hope that these suggestions will clarify your steps forward. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Our show today titled Rise Up and Walk, as we talk about how life's challenges kind of knock us down sometimes. And we want to help you find answers to those challenges and discover grace-filled ways to help you get back up on your feet again. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Romans chapter 8, verse 37.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and loves us.
You know, this verse reminds us of what our call is. Mm-hmm. Look, life is hard. It's filled with suffering. That's inescapable. The fact that you are suffering does not mean that God is picking on you or that he's abandoned you. It means that he loves you and trusts you to cooperate with his grace to help make this corner, that particular corner of the world, a little bit better. And we can't clean up a mess without going into the messy room. And God is asking us, God is asking us to help him clean up the mess that the world is. And that's what hardship is. And none of us like it. I don't like walking into that messy room. I don't like looking at all the stuff that needs to be picked up, cleaned up, and put away. But I know that when I do it, I can feel good about the job that I did. And so when we're dealing with hardships, it is that invitation that God is giving to us to say, hey, I need your help, my beloved son, my beloved daughter, my trusted son, my trusted daughter. I need your help to clean up this corner of the world. Will you work with me?
And I think it's absolutely, I'm going to go with this image you've given us because it's such a great one. And it's something we all deal with, so it's a great image to work with. There are days, when we're dealing with things and we look at that messy room and it is so overwhelming. But just like anybody who would have a cleaning system online that you could follow, they'll say, just do that one little tiny thing. So you can say to God, Lord, I can't handle this. And you can just listen to God, and he'll say, okay, just pick up that tissue that you left on the nightstand. Or just, like, put the shoes in the closet. Those metaphorical little things that are the one step with Christ at a time to set your corner of the world to rights. And he will walk with us. The problem is we often think, he's asking me to do this. Now I have to take it on myself to impress him, to win his love. No, he wants us to walk in his love and his strength, because without him, we have no strength of our own.
With that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. The show today is about resilience, that bounce back ability in the face of the challenges that we are dealing with. If you are struggling with a particular problem in your life or relationships and you're not sure how to handle it, or you're just feeling worn down by the persistent problems in your life, let's talk it out and help you find grace-filled ways to respond to those challenges and stay strong and bounce back. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. We're talking about resilience today on our show titled Rise Up and Walk. Let's go to our next caller. Lisa, who's up?
We're talking now with Monique, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska.
Monique, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Your show means so much to me. My question is whether or not to accept the family invitation to their place this weekend, because I'm just not holding it together right now with depression and tears. We're not a close family, and I feel like a failure, and I'm positive they'll agree.
honey.
65. I'm very discouraged after 5 months of being unemployed with no income. I guess that's it.
So Monique, can I ask, are you getting any support for this depression that you've been dealing with for a long time?
I have since like 2019 gone for therapy, but I with what's been going on, I just recently like stopped going. I've been going to the VA, and I just don't know if it's been meeting my needs or if I'm just whatever, backpedaling again. I don't know.
Okay. And in terms of this family gathering, you know, when you get together with family in the past, would you say that those, you know, that experience has been more supportive or less? I mean, when you come out of that, come out of past experiences with family, you know, feeling like, well, that was okay. You know, it was all right. It was nice to connect with those people. Or do you tend to come out of it more often than not feeling more torn down because you were around them?
That's a good question. I think it might be about 50-50. I know okay. that I have to do a lot of prep beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, like 11 years ago now, I would prep by having a drink beforehand, but I don't do that anymore. So,
okay.
So you're not talking about just saying, my preparation is going to be thinking about the people who drive me the craziest and what they usually bug me about, so I'm going to run through all my answers and my responses and my facial expressions so that I can be in charge of this. You're talking about you just kind of needed to feel like you were a little medicated and to be able to handle it. Is that what I'm hearing, Monique?
Back then, but, you know, now I lean very heavily on God and okay. just try to stay, you know, like you say, leaning into Him. And I guess I have a, like, how exactly do I lean into God in all of this? And I heard your guest, and I'm going to do that on repeat.
Do you have other people in your life, you know, in say in your community that you do find supportive, friends, people at your parish, other folks that you do? Okay, so here's, I'm going to give you some thoughts on this. I don't have a hard answer for you on the family thing, just because you said it's 50-50, but I'm going to give you some ways to discern that and some things to do either way. Okay, first of all, I would like you to get back with your counselor at the VA, even if it's not really working for you. What I'm going to suggest is that you stay in whatever you're doing while you look for something else. So if you're not happy with the counseling that you're getting from there, then you can be looking for something else. But in the meantime, you're getting at least some basic support and somebody to remind you of those things that you do when you're doing better. Right, because that's kind of the goal. You need, when we're caught up in depression or anxiety or other difficult feelings, we kind of get lost in the forest, and it's hard to remember what I need to do to stay with my head above water.
And not only will that person be there to remind you of those things and sort of hold you accountable of those things, but just even going on a routine basis reminds your brain and your heart, oh, wait a minute, I am doing self-care. I am capable of taking that one step today toward doing better. So that alone will begin to lift you a little bit.
So in some ways, you know, the act of going to therapy is therapeutic itself. So even if this person isn't a great therapist or you don't feel like you're getting great help there, you know, go back, reconnect, and then be looking for some place where you can get the support that you really are looking for. But don't ever just drop out and just kind of try to power through on your own.
Yeah, so even though you have for this moment, reconnect with that as you can.
Secondly, in terms of this weekend with the family, it all comes down to whether you feel like that's going to be a supportive experience to you or not. And if you can spend some time doing what Lisa was suggesting, kind of rehearsing different scenarios mentally that you think you might encounter and writing out your responses and writing out how you want to respond to the challenges, and after doing that you feel like you could go in there and feel good about how you'd handle the situation, I would encourage you to go even if you don't feel like it. Because again, being around people, connecting with people who care about you,
having even one or two small victories in the situation,
that could really be a help to you. If, on the other hand, you do that and you're praying about it and you say, you know what, I just can't, you know, then what I want you to do instead is make plans with those with that supportive community and those friends that you have at home. Don't be alone, though, this weekend. Really make sure that you're connecting with people, whether that's the family or your friends. Really focus on getting that support and allowing yourself to be reminded that you are loved and that you are part of a community that does love you, whether that's with your family or with those friends. But that's how I would encourage you to really think about this. Monique, I'm sorry we're running out of time, but if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here at More to Life or at CatholicCounselors.com. But thank you so much for the call. We've added you to our More to Life prayer list, and don't hesitate to reach out to us again at any time. That's all the time we've got for today's program, folks. But if you are looking to cultivate greater resilience in the face of life's challenges, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Then get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with His grace, there really is so much more to life.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.